views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky, and Sky took a sabbatical. She's searching for her tea someplace, and that's fine. But I got to tell you a funny story slash joke. This is something that I read when I was like a teenager, and I never forgot it. And wow. Sky, I don't know if I told you this. I might have told you this story where there was this flower shop, and he sent out one of his helpers who made deliveries who did not understand English in the sense of reading it too well.
Yeah.
And so he gets back after his deliveries and his boss said to him, he goes, Fernando, you're going to have to go back and switch the flowers. I gave you two sets of flowers and you put one set of flowers at the home and it said, rest in peace. And the other flowers that you put out the coffin, because you know the house, the reason why they were getting flowers is because the people just moved into the home, and so he took the flowers that were supposed to be at that new home, he put it at the casket, and it said, "Good luck in your new location."
Oh, my God. I can't. Did he keep his job? Yeah.
And that was
That's rich. I love it.
So there was this other joke that I've been telling for years. And, you know, there's these two older Italian guys, and they loved and breathed the game of baseball. They couldn't get enough of it.
What was it? Bocce?
No, it was baseball.
All right.
And so they made, and they're like, you know, in their late 70s, early 80s. So they made a promise to one another because they wanted to know if there was a baseball in heaven. So they made a promise to one another. Whoever dies first, make sure you let the other person know if there's a baseball in heaven. So they made that promise to one another. Sure enough, a couple of years later, one of them passes away. And a couple of months after that, you hear in the middle of the night, Salvatore, Salvatore. And he wakes up and he goes, Richie, is that you? And he goes, yes, it's me. He goes, oh my God, I can't believe you actually came back. He goes, well, let me ask you something. Is there really a baseball in heaven? He goes, well, I got good news and I got bad news. He goes, all right, well, what's the good news? He goes, the good news is there's a baseball in heaven. He goes, that's fantastic. I'm so happy. He goes, so what's the bad news? He goes, tomorrow you're pitching.
I love it.
So anyway, so I mean, I got lots and lots of jokes, but those are the two jokes for now.
Those are so cute. I love that.
You want to know something? I used to.
You know why I like that joke, the last one?
What?
Because his friend came to get him. And it's so cool.
And well, the funny thing is that when I was in ninth grade, my friend Pat Campanaro.
You remember when you were in ninth grade?
There were certain moments I remember from almost eighth grade. But when I was in ninth grade, my friend Pat Campanaro told me a joke, and I laughed so hard with tears in my eyes that I could not stop telling this one joke. I was telling it from one person to the next to the next to the next.
Wait a minute.
And I kept on laughing at my own jokes.
Am I going to laugh? Do I need my inhaler? Because...
No, I'm not going to say the joke. I'm not going to say the joke. I'll tell you off the air, but I can't say it on the air. And I was laughing so hard that what happened – now, mind you, in school, my memory stunk. I couldn't remember history. I mean, my grades weren't the greatest, you know. And, I have cousins who are straight-A students.
I hate them.
And I was on the opposite end. And so I said to one of them, I said, you and I have a lot in common in school. I said, we very rarely got beat. But if it's one thing that I could remember, what I realized is that I can remember a joke. And so – and that carried me through my life. It really did.
But
so
that's who you are, honey.
See, but as I started telling jokes, people were telling me their jokes. And if they were really funny, of course, I would remember them. And I got these library of jokes in my head. And like one joke would remind me of another joke, would remind me of another joke. And I could go on and on and on. And so, you know, the most recent ones I try – you know, I remember I start to write some of them down. And but I do. I love to make people laugh. And
I know you do. You're good like that.
Yeah. And it's good. And
he kills me, guys. He really does. We have such a great time when we do this show. You have no idea. You should see us.
You do have an idea because you're listening to us.
Oh, that's true.
What do you mean? You no idea, but behind the scenes.
Yes, behind the scenes. When we go to break, we're dying. We're laughing, laughing, laughing.
So, but what I've understood is that when I tell a joke, I like to tell a joke where people could envision like it's actually happening.
Yeah, like that's it.
You know? And, you know, it's not just what you say, but how you say it.
Yeah.
And I learned that when I used to do stand-up comedy when I was about
30. Yeah, timing is everything.
Yeah, when I was about 30 years old. And sometimes I was on the money and sometimes I really stunk. But, you know, it took me a little while for me to be a good speaker. But when I became a good speaker, it happened when I started speaking in front of crowds about spirituality.
Yeah.
And so what happened was I would think of stories or a funny twist on a story as I'm explaining, you know, my cause and purpose of why I'm saying what I'm saying, whatever the topic was.
Yeah.
And so I would just, you know, make it funny or make it a twist on it. But to go up on stage and just to be funny.
Yeah.
That's hard. You know, these stand-up comedians, you know, you have to almost like not give a crap.
I know.
Be high, be drunk, be something where you're not worried about what people thinking. You're just going off the top of your head.
You know what kind of, I love dry humor. Love it. I love dry humor. You know, like the Brits.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever see those one-liners that they throw out? Like you could just die.
Oh, yeah. And the sarcasm.
Yes. I love the sarcastic humor. I love those dry humor. I love
that. Oh, you'll love my wife. She's always good for the one-liners and the sarcasm. Yeah. Carrie's like that. Very much so. No, it's funny because a lot of times, you know, when I'm hanging out with friends, you know, people – you know, they'll tell their stories and I find it very funny. And of course I always have a twist and I'm always throwing in one liners.
Yeah.
And here I've had a lot of people say, Artie, you're so funny. You're so funny. And I go, but you're doing most of the talking, you know, and they think that I'm the funny one. And it's just a matter.
Funny.
It's just a matter of accenting whatever it is that's going on.
Quick-witted.
Yeah. Yeah. When I see something that's funny, you know, I could add humor to it. But my whole family's like that. So it kind of, you know, I was kind of born and bred into it and stuff. But yeah,
it's a gift. But
there were some jokes that, like I said, are just so funny that even before I get to the punchline, I'm laughing my ass off. I just can't stop laughing. I'm going to try to remember some of my other ones now that I could tell over the air so we don't get thrown off, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you a funny story.
Go ahead.
My son was about 9 years old, and we were all together at Thanksgiving dinner. I can't tell you the joke that he said, but my father had said, would anybody like to start a prayer? So my son said, yes, I would. So he says to everybody, please all join hands. And then he came out with an Andrew Dice Clay poem that was really funny. It was about Hickory Dickory Dock. He had everybody roaring. Oh, and don't forget, he's a little kid and he's saying this and he's like, ow. And we died.
That's so funny.
We were dying. We never expected that out of his mouth. We were hysterical. He was so humorous. He was so witty. God love him.
my nephew is incredibly funny, and he works for an animated film company. And he was always quick wit and clever. He still is. And I'll never forget, you know, before he met his girlfriend slash now wife, when he was single, I overheard him talking. We were having Thanksgiving dinner, and, you know, all the food was out and all the pastries were out, and he has a brownie in his hand. And somebody asked him, it says, Brett, you know, how do you feel about kids? He goes, I'd like to have kids one day. And I'm thinking to myself, you're like, you don't even have a girl yet, but I'm impressed that you would like to be a family man. And he goes, but for now, as he's holding the brownie, he goes, but for now, calories are my children. And he takes a bite of the brownie and he goes, and I love them all. And he's pointing to all the desserts. And he says, I love, and calories are my children, and I love them all. All right, everybody. Well, listen, you stick around, because Sky and I are, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. We have a very nice listener today calling all the way from Michigan. His name is Rob. Rob, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Mama, how you doing?
I'm good, baby boy. How are you?
Yeah, man.
That's my boy.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand.
He's my part of my native family.
Oh, really?
Yes. His name is Rob. He's got a beautiful wife named Felicia and an absolutely magnificent little grandson I've got, and his name is Wingish. He is the most absolutely adorable child. He is the epitome of a little chunky monkey.
What is it that you would like to know?
Why I haven't been picking up the telephone. Robbie.
I was asked by Sky once to please phone into her show and kind of listen, and maybe she had something she wanted to tell us, because we do a lot of work here in Michigan with the Native community, and our spirituality is about the same as, what is happening here. Some people would call it bad medicine, but according to us, it's not. So, we were asked, like I said, and Felicia's here too, Mama, and so is Wingo. She's listening today.
Oh, good. Hi, my babies. How are you? I love you, Felicia.
Hey, listen, what is it that you say is bad medicine? I don't get it.
Well, I don't get what's bad medicine either. It's just a lot of new
ones
that don't understand that.
Rob, are you there?
Are you there? Yeah, I said a lot of our new age natives don't understand that, that there is no...
In other words, what he's saying is a lot of the new age native people do not follow 100% of the traditional ways, and they pick and choose what they choose to follow, and the rest they throw to the curb. Right, Rob? Rob. Oh, I hope he's got a bad connection. Robbie.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's just, even though we can't hear him,
yes,
let's just discuss our thoughts about what he is saying.
Yes.
And that's,
he's absolutely right. To be a traditional person is to be a traditional person every single minute of every single day for the rest of your life. You don't deviate, okay? And these New Age Indians, they pick and choose what they want, what they like, what they want to do, and they toss away the hard part.
Okay, well, when you say the hard part, what do you mean the hard part?
Well, the everyday prayer, the praying, the being good, the helping others, even when you don't have, the putting yourself out when you can't. Respect for our traditional native sacreds. Our sacreds meaning our feathers. Doing the right thing with drums, not stealing people's songs, treating our drum with the utmost respect, not smoking a pipe just because you make one. These are things that are very sacred to us, and we have to be honored by going through ceremony to do things like to carry a pipe or to smoke a pipe. And we have to not just do it blatantly, like Sundance. It's something that takes it's a 7-year commitment. It's something you do for 7 years in a row, and you don't get to do it unless you go through a barrage of different ceremonies, and sometimes you make it and sometimes you don't. And what Rob is trying to bring out is that so many people just pick up a pipe, make it themselves, buy the stem from a trading post, and they just call themselves pipe carriers, and that's not truly a pipe carrier.
You want to know something? I hear everything you're saying, and I do. I respect everything that you're saying, because I know you're a very passionate person when it comes to your spirituality and to God. I understand that. Now, from my perspective, and I'm talking about other religions, not just yours, but there are lots of things that resonate with people back then that doesn't always resonate with the times of now. There are certain traditions, there are certain rituals that still should be kept and held sacred. But I'm going to give you an example. Say in the Hasidic religion, all right, they say that, as far as not eating pork or it's bad, or you shouldn't turn on the electricity during the Sabbath and stuff like that. And I think I feel a lot of these traditions of the past, it meant a lot back then, because those were the certain circumstances of those times where it totally made sense. but not everything, you know, and people change and things change. And that's a natural way of life. But by doing what your friend is doing right now and just keeping the word alive.
No.
And you're giving people, you are giving people, you know, other options. It's the same thing with Christianity.
Okay.
And it's the same thing.
You're not understanding. It's like, let's take Christianity. When you go to a Christian mass, a Catholic mass, they have the Holy Eucharist, and it's the same way they've done it since
the time of Christ.
The time of Christ. It doesn't get changed.
Right.
There's no changing it.
Okay.
The same thing with the pipe. That's as respected as the Holy Eucharist. That has no margin for change.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you this. Now, if somebody has their intentions behind something that they will counter as, you know, respectful.
Right.
So suppose you're using a pine tree instead of an oak tree or whatever. I'm just picking stuff out of the sky. But yet you're still going through the same feeling, the same passion of wanting to create feeling
right, okay.
Or the prayer.
Well, they can do that.
A lot of it is based on intentions behind.
Right.
So if your style is a little different than what used to be, but yet your intentions are exactly the same.
Yes.
Then
okay, let me
your intentions are the
yes,
same.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And you can have the best intention. But if you want to actually smoke that pipe, then you'll go to a spiritual person who is a pipe carrier. And you will ask him to pray with you. You will not take that pipe and you will not make a pipe without you being a pipe carrier. It's a tremendous responsibility. It's like carrying the Eucharist around with you. You understand? Just because I want to have communion doesn't mean I'm going to go up on the altar, grab a communion and take it myself.
Well, let me ask you this. What about a lot of times when you say you want to visit your relative, you don't have to go to the cemetery to visit your relatives.
Yes.
Or if you want to say prayers to God, you don't have to be in church or temple to say prayers to God.
Right.
Whereas you have your priest who have been going to church, or your rabbis who have been going to temple since forever. They go to the temple to say all their prayers. You know, so I'm just giving.
Yeah, I know.
Like it's the same,
devil's advocate.
It's the same intentions. If they have pure good intentions, but if their intentions are changing from the purity, then I could 100% agree.
All right, this is the deal. If you are a true traditional person, which you should be, if you're a native person. Now, if your intentions are great. And your intentions are good, then you know to go to a holy man, and you have to ask him, and he will never refuse you. If you have to smoke that pipe, he will never refuse you to sit down with you and smoke that pipe over your prayers. And
but why can't two other people just also
do
the same
thing
without having to go to the pipe man
No, it's not that you have to go to a pipe man. It's like this.
Or the
you cannot,
holy man, whatever.
You cannot, as a lay person, just or a regular native person, unless you are asked to be in your community a pipe carrier, or you've gone through all the training to be a pipe carrier, you have to be chosen, first of all. Okay? And if you feel the calling, you will go to a spiritual leader and you will say, I feel a calling. And then he will mentor you to see if you do have that calling. If you do, absolutely. But you will make that pipe in a traditional fashion. You will not go to a trading post and buy a stem. You will not go to a trading post and buy the Catmonite for the bowl. You will get it through the proper stages and the proper means of obtaining it. But if you're just a regular family, and let's say someone passes away and you want to pray for your loved ones, you go to that spiritual healer and you say to him, I just lost a member of my family. I feel that I need to pray with you. And he will take his pipe out and he will pray for you, to you, with you, for your relatives, for yourself, for everyone. But he is like, I'm not saying he's a priest, but I'm saying that he's trained And he has sacrificed a lot in his life in order to have that honor of carrying that pipe for the community. So we, as laymen, have not done that. We swear. We drink alcohol. Some of us don't, of course. But a pipe carrier doesn't do any of that. When you go into a house of a pipe carrier, your voice has to maintain a certain volume. There can't be any screaming and yelling. There can't be any cursing. There's got to be a very friendly, loving atmosphere at all times. Because our pipe is tremendously sacred to us. That brings the smoke up to God. All that smoke is our prayers. And those prayers are brought up on the wings of the eagle, straight up to the Creator. So it's like almost like, it's like the Holy Eucharist. I'm not a priest. I can't give communion. So why can just any old person in the Native community smoke a pipe and say that those prayers are legitimately being answered by the Creator? You might have the best intentions, but you don't have what it takes to light that bowl and to truly smoke that pipe. Now, if you did have good intentions, then you would have gone to a holy man. You would have gone to have that done.
Yeah, I respect the fact that
you can't make your own pipe and smoke it.
That's like, put that in your pipe and smoke it, mister.
Exactly.
We're going to discuss.
Robbie, I wish you were on.
Wait, we're going to discuss more of this after we go to our commercial break. So right now you're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Robbie, call back.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. Make an inventory of the 10 most important people in your life. Then, add the 10 people with whom you spend the most time. There might be overlap from these lists. Spend time listing their qualities of these people that you admire and respect. Then go back and make a list of characteristics or aspects these people possess that you find challenging. Reflect on how these aspects, both light and dark, make you feel.
How many of these would you also use to describe yourself? Do you notice any resistance? If so, there's growth to be had there. Join us for our next Purposeful Living webinar series to explore more.
Watch our webinar series or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and here I am with my Galeo's Cafe Tip of the Week. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from Galeo's Cafe website. Try this Oriental chicken salad. Slice a boneless, skinless chicken breast. Put it in a baggie. Pour in about 2 tablespoons of sesame miso dressing. Close the bag and shake it to coat it. marinate in fridge for about maybe 30 minutes. Then fire up the grill, grill the chicken until done, about 8 minutes on each side. While the chicken is grilling, put salad greens on a plate, romaine, Chinese cabbage, cilantro, whatever you want, and top with shredded carrots and almonds or cashews. Slice the cooked chicken breast and put it on top of the greens. Add crunchy rice noodles and top with more Galeo sesame miso dressings and enjoy. For more information, go to order your dressing today at galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com. Remember, shipping is free. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and we're trying to get Rob back. Rob, are you there, sweetie?
I'm here.
Thank God. Did you hear what I had to say about the pipe?
Yes, I heard everything you got to say. I was over here saying, hola, oh, God.
Good, right, sweetie?
Yes, everything's absolutely right. But the thing is that, you know, it's just like with any religion out there, and I didn't catch the name of the gentleman that studied with you, but he was absolutely correct on that, too. Is intent is 99% of religion, is the intent that you have behind it. If you have great intent, because I think of places like out in the East where there's not a lot of pipe carriers that are considered good pipe carriers, and as long as people have good intent out there, they have to be able to speak to the Creator. The pipe carriers there, you know, like when you have a death or a birth or our five sacred ceremonies, mm-hmm. We believe that a pipe carrier should be there for those. Because that's the time you want to talk to the Creator for that family. You want to have that one-on-one time with the Creator.
Yes. But also, is he respecting the pipe the way our 5,000 years have taught us? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
To have that education that you get from being a pipe carrier, you sit with the holy man and you learn certain things. Even if the intent is good, and everything is amazing. You're bringing a pipe into a house that you don't know how it needs to be treated, respected, and cared for.
But if their intentions are there. But what I wanted to say, Rob, is that by you being able, you know, as far as within your frustrations, what the blessing is with you is that by you becoming more and more public, so that people could be aware, because it's education. It's just like sex education or education dealing with Planned Parenthood or education with drugs. When you're bringing awareness to the public and giving people a strong message of how things are, because not everyone is exposed to the depth of the spirituality. Maybe for whatever reason in their household, they just don't give it enough clout, just like there's a lot of families who don't give their religion enough clout, or they don't talk or respect God as much as they should, or about being patriotic to their country in the way that they should. And so therefore, if it's not taught within the home, or if it's not more of a public educational expression, then people aren't going to know. But the more you allow yourself to be heard by yourself and people like you, and you express it, I think you will really ignite a lot of people. But without people like yourself, then they're just going to go with, you know, it's like playing telephone, you know, when you're a kid.
Well, that's
and it goes down the line.
That's
it goes
true.
Down, and then before you know it, it's filtered down, and it's not the true blue essence.
Well, that's what we're worried about, right?
Exactly. As Native people, we always say that we are looking forward to the next seven generations, that whatever we do today will affect the next seven generations of our people. But,
right.
You know, I was talking with my uncle, just like you were saying. I was talking to my uncle from Canada the other day. And whether you call your creator, God, Buddha, Allah, anything like that, that's what's wrong with, you know, I will say, and I'll go there, what's wrong with the world today is that people don't want to put some sort of spirituality first. You have to have spirituality first, and everything else falls into line. Whether it's
yes.
Christianity or anything else that you follow, you need to have some sort of spirituality. Faith runs our life.
You're absolutely correct. That was the best statement I've heard all day, and there's no getting around that, because when our Creator comes first, our lives fit in like a puzzle piece, and it's perfect. It makes that beautiful picture of our life.
The bottom line, from what I feel, from what I live within my life and how my family lives, it's all about living life with love and kindness. When you're living your life with love and kindness for others as well as for yourself, then, you know, and which also comes respect with others, everything else does fall into place, because that is being godlike, you know. And it is beautiful when you could teach the other rituals about, because I feel like the home basis, you know, the bottom, the roots, is all about love and
kindness.
All about kindness,
helping your fellow man
and being respectful.
Yes.
And when you're like this with everybody else, you know, that is the ultimate best thing that you could possibly
do.
The
ultimate blessing for you.
Blessing for yourself and for
right.
others. And when you could help create you know, a spiritual ritual, whether it be, you know, through your culture, whether it be through Judaism or Catholicism, whatever it is, if you could enhance the base foundation of this, that's the most beautiful thing. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of people, or too many people, that believe that just by when they pray, I'm not saying this about your culture, I'm just saying it as a general, there are too many people who live by the fact, just because they pray to God every Sunday or every major holiday or whatever, that all of a sudden they're good people. And they're not, because
right.
they turn out to be little crap heads to their families, or about money, or to other people. And they're not really living life with true serenity and true love and true peace within their heart. They feel just because they say some beautiful words to God that that's it. God doesn't need our prayers. We need God.
Right. And this
exactly.
is what the native culture is all about. We don't deviate every day. We don't just say prayers and then not hold through. Our prayer is our devotion to the Creator in every aspect of our living day. Correct, Rob?
Exactly. I mean, I can give you the most beautiful words in our traditional language, and I can make, you know, a 4-hour speech to make it, you know, sound really good, or even use it in English. But if I'm not living my life that way, then those words don't mean nothing.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that's what I meant. That's everything what I meant by the intentions behind your actions. And not that your way isn't ultra, ultra beautiful, or what you're trying to create. And you should keep on educating the public and let them know what, you know, the true base, powerful foundation is. But I also believe that when people only have certain limited knowledge – All right. And they're doing things with the best with what they got, because maybe their social class or their environment or their family just did not teach them, and not so it's not their fault. But yet to know that they still have this love and kindness and wanting to relate or to preach, you know, and I feel like so long as their intentions are with the best of intentions, that I feel like it's a beautiful, that could be a beautiful ritual. But to show somebody as yourself to be able to tweak up what they already have or to polish whatever they have, I think that's a very, very beautiful thing to help enhance more of what they have. And if somebody chooses to stay at a certain level and they feel comfortable with that, well, then so be it. Then that's their choice. And God gave everybody free will of their choice. But, you know, at least you're giving other people an opportunity to see something that is more beautiful or different, or you're showing them different colors.
What he's doing is
that could be just extremely beautiful.
Unfortunately.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
Let's hear what Rob has to say.
Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you got to remember, as Native people, it's only been about 35 years that we've been able to practice our religion freely, that right. We were the only people in the world that would be locked up for gathering to do our religion. So right. That's why it seems like it's taken a few generations to get more people like me and my cousins, and I have lots of friends all around the United States that speak out now. But the reason for that is because back in the old days, we didn't have those options that we have today. And the other thing is we believe that ceremony as a whole is written in stone. When you do ceremony, according to the five sacred ceremonies that we have or the seven sacred teachings, that is written in stone. Everything else can be mended to the way that your family chooses to do it. But when that pipe comes out and those ceremonials, medicines are lit and those sacred songs are used or that whistle is blown, then at that point in time, you should be able to walk up to anybody else in our community and our culture that's a pipe carrier and watch them do the exact same thing.
Right. And you're right. It's only been about 35 years, because I think the President Nixon was the one who allowed us to finally practice in the light of day, our ceremonies, so we didn't have to do it underground. I mean, we didn't stop doing it. However, we had to do it quietly and underground so that the, for lack of a better description, the non-native people would not, and the government wouldn't see that we were actually practicing our faith and our culture, our spirituality.
All right. Right now we have to go to a commercial break. So listen, everybody, if anybody wishes to call in, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. So stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. You know, years ago when I was put on an amazing nutrition plan by my naturopath, I was thrilled to know that there was an amazing dressing and marinade that was perfect for my diet. That's Galeo Salad Dressings and Marinades. They offer six of the world's best and most delicious salad dressings, marinades, and dips for your favorite dishes. Only fresh, all natural ingredients are used. Of course, that's why I would absolutely be thrilled to be eating them. Each Galeos recipe starts with pure Koji Miso, certified organic and non-GMO fermented soybean paste, rice vinegar, certified non-GMO and organic. Other fine ingredients are combined to create amazing flavors. So think about what you'd like to introduce into your fall menu. Go to galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S. cafe.com or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
I see trees of green.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're back with Art. Oh, son of a gun. I'm trying to look here and see
we don't have
who we
it.
Got. All right. Hey, Mr. Brian, you're going to have to tell us who is our next caller.
Well, the first call will come from Ellie from New Jersey. Welcome to Angels and Answers. You're on with Artie.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi. I have a question for both of you.
Yeah, you're going to have to turn off the radio or lower it down behind you, please.
Oh, sure. Okay, hold on. Okay. My name's Ellie, and I'd like to know if you see a new love and commitment coming into my life.
There's going to be a rebirth in your life, and it's going to come at a time when there's a lot of harmony going on. I think you've come out of a pretty miserable cycle. You're just about coming out of a pretty miserable cycle right now, but you're going into a cycle of love and harmony. So I'm very optimistic that somebody is going to come your way shortly.
I'm feeling extremely confident it's actually going to happen around my birthday, right around July 4th.
Okay. That's all it was. Nothing before that?
I think you're going to go on dating sites, and I think that you're going to have a few dates, but nothing that's really going to stick. You'll probably have a really good time because I think you're going to make yourself have a good time. Mm-hmm. I feel that you're the type of person that can actually have a good time no matter who they're with. But I think the love of your life will come around July, around Artie's birthday.
Okay.
But you go out there and have some fun, because let me tell you, you're going to have a lot of good dates and a lot of good fun, and go out there and enjoy yourself.
You want to know something? I'm going to tell you really something strange. Somebody's going to be asking you to go out with them, and you're going to be like dead to the world. You're going to be super tired, or you might not be feeling at your best. It's during that time. That's when you're to go out with your friends, because you're going to meet somebody. And I'm just saying, just go out, whether it be to a party or I don't feel good, then take a quick shower, spruce yourself up really quick, and kick yourself into high gear and drink that coffee or get a lot of caffeine in your system. But it's going to happen, like I said, when you least expect it, and it's going to happen in the July time.
Okay. Well, there was somebody I just met in June of this year, and do you see nothing happening with that relationship?
Not really, to be honest with you. I think it's a pacifier type of relationship. Although it may be very fun and good, there's something lacking.
Okay. Can you tell me anything about the new one coming in?
It's going to have a good spark, and I think that that's the one that you're going to settle with.
But you can't tell me anything about him himself?
Hold on just a second. Hold on a second.
I see dark hair.
Hold on. Yeah, that's true.
A little on the chunky side, not too tall.
Hold on. That I'm not sure of.
Yeah, I'm seeing
as
it
far
right
as
clearly.
The dark side. He's a type of person that makes a lot of small talk. Like he doesn't like quiet. In other words, the more nervous he gets, the more he talks.
But he's fun.
But he's going to be a fun guy. And hold on a second. But like a lot of people, you're going to hear him talk a lot about himself. And he's going to laugh a lot by the things he says.
And you're going to laugh along with it.
You'll laugh along with it. You will, because it's not so much as what he says, but how he says it. But
you're very compatible. I see a big compatibility.
But you're going to see it's going to happen right around July 4th time. And I feel very strong about this. So just enjoy dating around. But right now we have to take another caller.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty, and now let's go to Patty from Princeton, New Jersey. You're on with Artie.
Hey, Patty,
hi. How are you? I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. What can we do for you?
Well, my mom just passed.
And, so sorry to hear that.
Very sorry to hear that, honey.
No, she's out of pain. She's flying around up there somewhere with the family and having a wonderful time.
You got that right.
With that. But I just wanted to know if there's any way of finding my mother. Was she satisfied with everything that we did?
Give me 2 seconds, okay? Because you know what? When you were talking about your mom, I felt as though she was restricted in her being able to speak. Like I felt as though she wasn't able to communicate with you. And,
yes, she had a stroke, and when all of us were there, she there was nothing. But we spoke and sang to her and did everything we needed, and I'm
let
sure
me tell
she
you,
loved,
she heard every single word you said. Nothing was left unsaid. And she
unheard.
Said, yeah, unheard, and nothing was left unsaid. Because she feels as though you guys did everything in your power. She thanks you so much for being there. She thanks you for the love that you've showed. And she doesn't want anybody to have one bit of guilt or remorse for the ones that couldn't show up or the ones that showed up late or the ones that didn't show up enough. There was no such thing as that. Everybody did good.
I just want you to know also that I know for a fact, and I'm looking at all the angel cards, that she is extremely happy now, and she loves how you handled everything. And she said you guys were great. You handled it very gracefully. And she's showing me like a trilogy where there's like three stones. And it seems like it's on a necklace. And there's like a larger stone, a medium-sized stone, and a smaller stone. And you are going to either receive this or you're going to see this very, very soon.
Do you have two other siblings?
I have three other siblings.
So there's three of you all together, or four?
No, there's four of us.
Okay, that could possibly be what you're referring to.
What's that?
The stones, metaphorically. Like everything is going to be in a row. Maybe they're going to get closer knit as a family, and they're going to...
I'm not sure. All I'm saying is...
Because I feel...
I don't know the extreme meaning behind what I just see, but just to let you know, I really do see, like, I'm seeing, like, three stones, or one of your sisters is going to show you three stones, and your mom is letting you know this just so when you see this, you're going to go, oh, my God, this is what mom was talking about.
Okay.
And it's just a little recognition, but unfortunately, we have to go now.
Oh, I just want to say one quick thing. Right. I believe that you're the one that's going to keep the family together, sweetheart. She's leaving you in charge.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. I know.
I believe that's what Artie is seeing metaphorically. You're the one that's going to overlook the whole family. You're going to take her place, and you're going to keep the other two in check.
Keep the love alive.
All right, I'll get out the whip. Okay.
Especially during Christmas time, she said.
Yep.
I know. All right.
It was a pleasure.
God bless you. I'm sorry for your loss, and she's having a blast.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless everyone who's listening. May God bless you and your family and your loved ones with lots of love, health, and happiness and prosperity.
Yes.
May the angels watch over you, protect you, and love you with all their hearts, and to grant you all your dreams to come true.
And may all your affirmations each day come true.
So, until next week, everybody, stay well, stay happy, and stay healthy.
And thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
It's a date. All right, take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.